Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. 24 hours later, since Jeff brought to us the report of the oil spill off the beaches of Southern California, he's using a map now to help all of you who know the beaches and those who do not understand the scale of this spill. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Before we turn to blame, let's turn to the map. Yesterday, you reported Huntington Beach was closed, that the oil spill is coming in and threatening the wildlife and the beaches of Huntington. It's considerably larger now. What's happened, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This spill, which is close to 130,000 gallons of oil, has now spread out and is moving south. So you have it hitting directly into Huntington Beach, which is where it's directly adjacent to. And now the swell and the currents are moving it down the coast. So they've had to close Newport Beach. They've now closed Laguna Beach, and they're closing the Dana Point area. They don't think it'll go to San Diego. It's certainly not a huge spill. It's not a good-sized spill, that's for sure. But what it's really doing is threatening the wildlife areas in Huntington Beach, including some protected areas because of endangered species. And it's hitting some areas that have been considered pristine and really high rent areas in terms of homes along the waterfront.
North of Huntington Beach is Seal Beach, Long Beach, where the port facilities are, and San Pedro. Is it moving in that direction or all south now?
It appears to be either going directly to Huntington Beach, which is to the sort of the east of it, and then to the south. Nothing north to Seal Beach, apparently, or Long Beach, although they've been talking about closing some of those beaches as a precaution. But beach closures are really what they're talking about now, because some of these are going to last weeks, at least, maybe months for some of the beaches.
You've sent me photographs, Jeff, of the Huntington Beach area, all the beaches, dating, I guess, about 100 years. And it looked like the antique photos of Baku during the Russian Empire, wood-built structures associated with gushers. All along the beach side, people could stroll on the beach, but behind them was a vast array of companies pumping oil. So I had no idea that there was this much oil in beautiful Huntington Beach. I've been to Dana Beach many years ago. It's gorgeous. It has a wonderful hotel, a series of hotels there. These oil wells, do they continue to populate the beaches the way they did 100 years ago? I guess they're hidden now.
Certainly not. They've been either hidden or removed. A number of environmental acts have been passed and laws that have had them removed and not allowed any new ones to be put in. Back in 1969, there was a terrible oil spill in the Santa Barbara Channel that released 4 million gallon plus of oil into the Santa Barbara Channel, just did a horrible amount of damage. And ever since then, the state of California, and particularly Southern California, has been very nervous about these offshore oil rigs, like the one connected to the pipeline that broke, or even to the onshore ones. Now, there's still a few legacy ones left, but you don't see any new ones going in anywhere, really. There was a time, though, as you point out, where it looked like more of a forest because of all these wooden derricks than it did a beach. It was just amazing. You could not see past the derricks. There were so many thousands of them.
According to the Los Angeles Times, there's bad weather coming. Or there's bad weather with you right now. Is this going to change the drift of the oil spill?
It could certainly change the drift and hamper the oil cleanups. You know that you've seen it before on TV with other oil spills. It's a very labor-intensive process. Sometimes the people who are doing the cleanups are in very precarious positions trying to balance in places and deal with the swells. And this is what will happen if we get the storm coming in that they think will come in. And if it's a thunderstorm, then of course that creates even more problems, more danger. So yeah, people are saying of all the times this to happen, it's happening now.
The ecological areas, there's the Talbert Marsh, you report to me. This is the Los Angeles Times reporting. These are bird sanctuaries, wildlife sanctuaries, the plant life. What do they look like, Jeff?
All the above. Some of these are actually fenced off and people are not able to get into them. Only birds are able to get there. But other areas where you have endangered species, people can go there. They're not allowed to fish. They're not allowed to take anything from those reserves. And these are the areas that are being hit directly by this oil coming ashore. So you're seeing a lot of birds that are either dead or been fouled by the oil. They're washing up on the beach. All the fish are starting to wash up on the beach now, the dead fish. And this is only the beginning of it. It's going to get much worse.
What we have here is a story that is, well, it's tragic. Yes, of course, because of the damage to the ecology. But it's weeks before COP26. And as I understand it, there's always been a strong voice in California against offshore drilling. Now, I guess this is offshore drilling. I mean, it's right offshore where the spill happened. And you report to me that there's an enormous amount of oil still to be harvested or pumped out. And is there reason to believe that given the atmosphere of global warming, given the atmosphere of a crisis about fossil fuels, that the strong voices against offshore drilling will now overwhelm the resistance so far?
It's going to be a tough battle for the people that have been working to keep oil drilling, oil production in Southern California. This is just one more straw on the camel's back. I don't think they'll be able to get rid of them, but it's certainly going to strengthen the argument for a lot of people in Sacramento and other places of power who've been saying, look, the times have changed. We are getting rid of fossil fuels. We've seen the damage these types of accidents cause. Here's another good reason to get rid of them. So it is one more straw, like I said, on the camel's back. I don't think they'll get rid of all the drilling out there, but stranger things have happened. This is California.
Now we have this report for our industry. Cause of OC oil spill under investigation. Officials say a ship anchor could be to blame. Fine. But we go to the question of the fishing business off of Southern California, which seems old-fashioned, but I guess that we're talking about a business that's now going to be shut down, especially for shellfish, I guess.
That's right. This will be shut down for several months, even though they'll be able to clean up the beaches, and the most you'll see is a little bit of tar here and there eventually. This is going to wreak havoc on the shellfish, the bottom fish, for quite a while. And Southern California does have a sizable fishing fleet, as they do in Northern California. As we've seen before, when they have these kind of marine disasters, it plays havoc with their businesses and that part of the economy.
Jeff, it can seem that plagues, biblical plagues, are coming to California. I mean, we spend all of our time with the wildfires, the largest wildfire in the history of California. And then we talk about a drought, and now we come to an oil spill right at the time when people are debating the uses of fossil fuel. I don't know whether California is cursed or I just paid attention. Is this ordinary for you, Jeff?
It does seem like it's come in spades recently, and it's hard to imagine what's next. But I think people are kind of holding their breath, hoping that there's nothing more around the horizon. But, you know, we have a fire season really getting into gear in Southern California. People always worry about earthquakes. And people in California are very worried about the economy. They see what's happening around the world, and they know that as one of the largest economies in the world by itself, you know, when things happen in China or other parts of the world that are impacting, you know, those countries, that we feel it here too. So there's kind of a sense of foreboding. There's a lot of nervousness, and we're dealing with our own domestic problems here. This is just one more problem for us to try to deal with.
All right. Right now, they're working on cleaning up the oil spill. Is there a time estimate, Jeff?
There is no time estimate right now. They're just at the very earliest stages of it. They're still trying to bring in resources to handle it. Coast Guard has booms out there that they're pulling behind ships to try to clean it up. They have people along the beaches. But really, this is just the very earliest. And if the storm comes in, that could throw any plans they have, you know, out the window, because that could change everything.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.